Abdu'l-Bahá asks for world peace. Monday, June 10, 1912, Philadelphia. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania Inquirer. Famous Persian mystic addresses two congregations in native tongue. Favors common standard of education and ethics and sex equality. Clad in the garments of his native Persia, from which he was exiled because of his teachings, Abdu'l-Bahá, head of the Baha'i movement, preached the gospel of the universal brotherhood of man to two large congregations of this city yesterday. The famous Persian spoke in his native tongue, but his words, repeated in English by a clear-voiced interpreter, held his auditors in rapt attention. Bahá, in his address, explained the views which have for some time attracted the interest of thousands throughout the world. Using the expression oneness, he urged that but one religion prevail throughout the world, and that man's holier nature be developed so as to prevail over his materialistic instincts. He declared himself as favoring universal peace, a common standard of education and ethics throughout the world, and the equality of the sexes. The visitor spoke at the First Unitarian Church, 15th Street and Girard Avenue, in the morning, and in the evening delivered an address at the Baptist Temple, Broad and Burke Streets. In the morning address he said, "Wants bond of unity. I come here from distant countries, from the oriental climes, from countries wherefrom the lights of heaven have ever shone forth, from climes wherein the manifestations of God have ever come forth, countries wherein the radiance and power of God have become manifest, and my intention and purpose of this visit are that perchance a bond of unity and agreement might be established between the East and the West. The divine love may encompass all. The divine radiance shall enlighten both continents, and the bounties of the heavenly Spirit shall revivify all. Therefore, I supplicate at the threshold of God that the Orient and the Occident may become as one, that these peoples shall become one people, and that all souls may become as one soul." Bahá told in detail of the teachings of Bahá'u'lláh, his father, one of the early leaders of the movement, in whose steps he is following. Bahá'u'lláh appeared from the eastern horizon, promulgating the oneness of the humankind and the oneness of the divinity, he said. He taught that all humanity was the servant of one God. All have come into being through the bestowal of the one Creator who is kind to all. God provides for all, He rears all, He protects all, and He deals lovingly with all races of people. Inasmuch as God is kind to all, why should we be unkind? Inasmuch as God is loyal to all, why should we be disloyal? Inasmuch as God deals with all with mercy, who should we deal with animosity and hatred?